Okay, so today we're finally getting to the tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer. The tshuva. The Tzitz Eliezer. And the Maaseh is not so much new. I mean, once we saw everything till now, there's not going to be so much new in the tshuva. So, the tshuva is in Chelek Tes, Siman Nun Aleph. Paragimel. So the Tzitz Eliezer could call up so.
This one?
Hey, No. So basically, he starts off quoting the Marit. And we know there were two tshuvas in the Marit. One said it's Chavala, one said it's Mamanus. So he says, Itati kol divrei ha-Marit, v'zeh kilshonam, ki mitzad echad l'meidim izesh, she'aposhad le'el ha-Marit, mikol halen ha-chocha she'evi, t'uber lav nefeshu, v'afil nefesh kol dulu mikri. Right, that was the tshuva tzadi test, where he says it's not a nefesh, it's only a shayla mamonos. Vein nidnud klal lachosh machmasi ben nefashas b'zeh. Ba'baya she'ish b'zeh, hu rak baya mamonis. The mamona de balu. Mushum tach etiru imen v'yaday b'shvil nivul ha'im. And it was the case where she was Chayav Misa. We say that we don't wait, and we ma'amid it by Adayim, and then we kill the mother. Lama v'zeh l'hatir l'apilu gav Yisraelis v'litzor chimo. Chazir p'irit t'aynim hechad refus ima huzo. So bar shakam rosa afilu k'she'ein sh'eilu shol shakonis ha'im, v'sh'eilu him b'riusa sh'hem shakha imur m'ayzik l'briyas ha'im. To be an evil. So he says that the Huadin, if it's not a case of Pikuach Nefesh, but just like we permit to kill the child, of course there shouldn't be an evil Ha'aim B'Shas the Harigas Bezdin, so too he feels, the Marit feels, that if it's Mazik the aim, even though it's not Pikuach Nefesh. And then the other tshuva, where he says not that way. So the different, the other tshuva where he says there is this, sir, that there's chavala involved. So Rav Moshe said that these tshuvas are chalukim zel zel, so we just discard both of them. And he says on the bottom of page 2, mikol halin nirlanin damara hadovish tshuva achas. He says it's one long tshuva, the Tzadi test and Tzadi Vav. So, in other words, the Tzadi test is really the beginning of the tshuva. So the kids are, he's saying that these tshuvas are one long tshuva, and right. And
I didn't follow the motion. What did he say?
And one tshuva said it was mutter because it was mamunus, only mamunus. And one tshuva he was saying it was chavalah. So that seems that it was there was an isser, and therefore that's called contradictory. And therefore he just said just we shouldn't pay attention to them. Yeah. And then he says, Ulai, on the bottom of the second page, Ulai al divrei marid, eila hu kasamakam, sefer shud marshag, there's a shud marshag, shahi iksara, shemutal al isha buberes lakachas eida medicine, lerefua, shayuchal yos, shayazik lavlad, they call remes bedor, shabedumar al eza chashash, sakon al isha. But any time it was mother needs to take medicine, that could be, I guess she needs to take this medicine, and it could be detriment to the blood, so we don't worry about it. Then he quotes the Chavos Yoyer that we saw about the Isha Shibazana, and he quotes the Yavetz. And basically, and then he quotes the Rav Ha'olim, that Isha says is the Begam Mishpacha, page 5, second line, Isha says, So anything that's tzarcha aim, tzara aim, all these things, he feels a mutter. So therefore, he writes on the bottom of page 5 on the left side, Al-Kain. Al-Kain nira dimyesh hashas mevusos, shayelah shayivoled yetzei balmum ubal yisurim, yesh letzadeh lahatil levatzei hakol lakodim ulos arboim yom mihirinonu, vegam lorav shalonim lo akoponim shalosh chadashim. So in this tshuva he says, certainly if we know that he's going to be a Balmum, a Bal Yisurim. And certainly if it's before 40 days, then he has no problem. Vegam l'rabos, up to 3 months. Because the Uber is not in any form of movement, so then so in this shuva, so everything is up to 3 months in this shuva. And then he says, the Chavos Yoyer, the Yavetz, Maskim, Letzim, Anocha, Shalil, Shalil, Yisodah, 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 Mishum, Hashkaz, Zera. And then he, back at Chavos Yoyer, Mashvi, Leimam, Shalachotzoz, Zera, Vatola. Chavos Yoyer is more machmir, meaning he's saying that it's Chotzoz, Zera, Vatola. The Yavetz, it's really the Zed, Yavashom, Adrega, Kal, Yoser, that's our Zelv Yosef Nichnas Barachim Ba'isha. There is, he's saying it says, within the Zera question, It's a question whether it's Hashchasa Zera or Hotzar Zera. Because you could say Hotzar Zera Levatala is the Mamish doesn't go in at all. Here it went in. You know, so maybe that's more Kal.
Still
there, yeah. He writes, Miram, Martin Lechem, Migdolei HaPoskim, Shemibli Mahaskim, on page 6. Baram. Atzil echa migdola poskim shemimli v'haskir mihadiyun sheyesh b'zeh b'chaviziyar v'yavetz mala midas atzmo mihavim mina kazos achdochi levacha al yad hu b'shud beis Yehuda asheil sham al yovan achel chen atzik b'zeh she tishol asher so here's a tshuva from beis Yehuda k'tas nashim nesfer she misabar shlo yurtz so iburon also zman k'tas mihim so so basically this Shuvah of the Beis Yehuda says it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. We've seen that Shita already. So obviously that's more of a svar to be megil, and then when he points out, and then he quotes the Rav Chaim Palagi about the case of Muber's Chaveiro, and then he says, and then he's questioning why the Achronim didn't quote the Marit. Whereas they said these svaras. Okay. So, in the conclusion of this tshuva, based on all those shitas that we've seen in the past, is Os Yud Gimel, page 7, L'sad ha'pola kodem she'nimlu abon b'yom mi'heriyona. So to make a hapala before 40 days, the Gamal Rambam's called him Gimel Chadashim, who killed Miharbe Mutsadi Oshalachimikan. Ishal Kain Mutsadi Lahatia, Sadi Apollo Kodish Yimul Makanal, over in Oz Batanua. Somehow, if it's not Batanua, if you don't feel moving, that's more of a svar in his mind that it's, I guess, part of the aim, it's not a lie, it's not a. A separate unit, and he wants to be Mako in cases of Bal Mum or Bal Yisurim.
That's on the Sfar. Not in Mako for 3 months being
right.
Something else.
Right. But then, he's going to. That was. This first Shuvah was written when. Let's see when it was written. This was, I don't have the beginning of the tshuva. But this was the Chelek Tes. That was the earlier one. But with all his coolness, he ends off on page 8. He said, Os Yud Ches, he says, Kol B'nei Yisrael Muzhar Batzar Chamura Lo Linho Kalan Tzrosh Bafsokas HaHayroya. He's the maker, but he still wants to make sure this shouldn't just be a free for all. So that's how he concludes here. That was the first tshuva. Then there's the second tshuva in Chelek Yud Gimel, where he speaks about Pesach. And now he says a different thing. He says on page 10, Kovid Rosh shall hold study the Sudim Shem by Amur Adil Sed HaBirum HaNechavim Shechisavti Shibim Mikra B'yuchan HaZeh Asher Totsas Kol Chaburus B'Kenova M'Chom Shachas Ayon V'Aleida. He says, you know, the very severe issue. Efshel Lahate Hafsakas Yiroin Ad Shiva Chadashim. So now he's saying up to 7 months, meaning up to 7 months means including the 7th month, but after 7 months then he says that's more chomer. He says, "Mikayim shem b'mlos zayi chadashim bakvar havlad b'har ben mikrim l'day gomer." Well, I mean, b'zman chazal, we know that 7 months lived, but he feels that that's also b'zman hazeh. That 7 months could be the. I mean, verse what?
I mean, that's only for a 7-month baby.
Did come to Gomer. Right.
Then we've got to tell what.
Right. That's why an 8-month baby
is, don't
tell
authority that 7th was good.
Right.
They know it's a 9
and
thoroughly.
Right, it's not, right.
So here he's being mastered at Lahato through seven. Even though she's seven, isn't it even long time?
Those mitzvahs, you know, are not okay, as man as that. Well,
then he should. I think he shouldn't stop at 7.
You think he should be will make him past that?
Right. That's why he's stopping at 7.
To definitely machla. I mean, so the question is, That paragraph, the second arrow, the end of that. Okay, you came at the right day, Lev Talkin.
It's like a separate star. I mean, this is not a star, but it's not a star of, well, there are certain 7 month babies. This, I think, you think if it's already made it through 7 months, so then the likelihood of it really, you know, being a full good pregnancy is high, very high. I mean, he made it so far, it's over.
So therefore what?
Therefore, he feels it's more of a, I guess before this, he could say maybe it won't even make it, so
Is that what he's saying?
What
does it mean? Say the Ha'ivikrim. 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 Say the
Ha'ivikrim.
Say the Ha'ivikrim. Say the Ha'ivikrim. Say the Ha'ivikrim. Say the Ha'ivikrim. Say the Ha'ivikrim. Say the Ha'ivikrim. Say the
Ha'ivikrim.
Say
the Ha'ivikrim. Say the Ha'ivikrim. Say the Ha'ivikrim. Say the Ha'ivikrim.
Right.
And you don't find any chiluk in the...
Right, in the Chumash you don't find any chiluk between...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about
Exact.
Is a born right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right.
And then he goes back to the Marid. Then he's going back to the Marid again on page 15. And then he quotes from Moshe. And he's not happy with that Moshe. The Masha Osa, you see where the arrow is, and then the next paragraph, Masha Osa Hagrom Rav Moshe Feinstein, Medivei Marit Eila, page 15,
yeah.
Left side, where it says Hamarit, and then the next paragraph is Ma Osa Hagrom Rav Moshe Feinstein, Medivei Marit Eila. I mean, it's a rhetorical question. He knows what he does, Rav Moshe did with it. Dokein lo gamkein haderech hapshuta biyoser, because if Sheposha She'in Lashkiach al Tshuva Zuklal, Yivadai Tshuva Mezuyefesi, Meizet Talmud Torah Umatah V'Kosu B'Shmo, and then he says, "Vani Talma Talma Eku Eich Efsher Lachor Tshuva Shleima Marit Alpi Hashor Dimius Kazos." Yeah, so then he's not happy. This.
Well, the point is, it's like if
your
proves
the
Marit really wrote the
Tshuva,
it's not like Moshe's
going to
change his mind.
Right, he doesn't like it. Right, so right, it's not like whether the
Marit. It's like in his Mahalach, we're quoting every Tshuva.
Right.
The
Ramosha is like. Yeah. And. Well, let's go to the Ramosha and extraordinary approach to this question. Yeah. Okay. Now. Yeah, so that's. And then there's another tshuva in Chelek Chof. Where he has this shuva here, this correspondence with this fellow, Rav David Michoel. Not sure who that is. Bal Mechaber Sefer Meshivas Nefesh. So, I remember the original shuva came out in the Sefer Zikron of Yecheskel Abramsky. Machon Yerushalayim, you know, put out these Sifrei Zikaron. So one of the first ones that came out was when Yecheskel Brown. It was a brown sefer, and that Sifrei Zikaron of Yecheskel Abramsky was where Rav Moshe's tshuva was put before Igros Moshe, you know, Chelak whatever came out, Chelak Hei, Choshen Mishpat. So then he writes. So then this Rav David Michoel, at the bottom, writes, Nafshi Agumalai Zashan Ramash Shachuva Achas Michesa. He says, Michesis, the Ravagur Rav Moshe Feinstein, Hofia, the same as he called Rav Yecheskel Abramsky, Ubaki Ilu Kosev Rav Moshe, the storm, Marsham Fush, Bishon Rachronim, Avonis Atosus, Nido, Avonis Divere Rambam, Gam Lachlok Al Psak, Hilsitz Aliyah Khatan Vulani Muvad. Yesh biyodi hachachas brua shedvarim elu enam divrei hagorim Moshe Feinstein zachzal. Ein lach shalot tom letitas derech lo nechon abelimun uvara michuso hagon amaretz lachvod maran shlita. So he doesn't say, okay, I don't know where he gets that from. The fact is, those Rachel Ravka the Milsa, the Maisa, Ech Shalom, Yia, the Rafiani, his deity, Mishnasenu, Mishnasenu, Zozo, and Kombo. So, I told you, I don't know.
Yeah,
who is he?
Yeah.
You mean, who is he?
Yeah, who?
Oh, David Michael Feldman. Yeah, I don't know.
Never heard of him.
So, I don't know. I had never heard of him.
Still
I don't know.
Well, considering what he said, he's not giving
scholars,
he's just saying...
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
I obviously feel the need to put this in the safer, so there's a reason behind the logic behind it.
Is it
the issue?
Yes,
my point.
Right.
He has a reason, so obviously he's putting him in because he's a someone who's respected. Otherwise, it's a logical put him in.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so, I mean, as I told you, since Eliezer's tshuva, once we saw all these sources, it's just, you know, saying over what we basically saw already.
You know, it's important to note that he says, you know, it's not to be done really.
Right. He's the one who writes that originally, that you have to do it. As I told you, in one case, Rav David Cohen, who considers himself the Hemshech of the Tzitz Eliezer, when there was that shaila I told you before, you know, when it wasn't a case of a child not being well, but it was a case of Stam aborting because the husband didn't want that extra child, and the wife, whatever that story I told you, he said, you know, I have no heter for you. And that I'm pretty sure I recall the case, but it was even before 40 days that he didn't want to... be Mako.
Or
the Tzitz Eliezer. No, the Tzitz I don't think was alive at the time.
Uh-huh.
And that's, but...
Yeah.
No, more than that. More like 10 years. More like 10 years.
No.
No. Look, look it up. Look,
less than 5.
Look, Chazri.
Is there any collection in it?
I remember they had all these Haskaras for him, but it was here in the by the west side where they have them. So that was okay. I think now we should look at the next packet because this packet is not so long because Lamaisa everything was a repeat. Just we saw how Cecilia said it. I want to show you the packet. You can take. I put it out here. Your gimel, so you can take your gimel. And basically, this is a shaila comes up that you can look on page 23. So page 22, and encephaly. So this shaila, you know, has come my way, unfortunately, and it's you know, encephaly is the absence. Page 22 from the Wikipedia is the absence of a major portion of the brain, skull, and scalp that occurs during embryonic development. Is a cephalic disorder that results from neural tumor defect that occurs when the rostral end of the neural tube fails to close. So Bekitzer, the fetus doesn't have a good part of the skull, and with very few exceptions, infants with this disorder do not survive longer than a few hours, or possibly days after their birth.
I've seen teenagers.
What?
I've seen teenagers.
Teenagers, yeah?
One.
One, okay. But, so, this is a very...
He survived.
He survived.
You don't go cerebral.
Yeah. So basically the question that I wanted to see was, okay, there was... I was told, you know, somebody, I told you that somebody had a special order to come to America to go to Reb David Feinstein to ask him about this, and he immediately, without hesitation, you know, did not give a heter to terminate. And Rabbi Tem, I told you I spoke to him at the Hanukkah, this year's Hanukkah dinner, and also he thought its own, can breathe on its own, etc. Also not. And of course, Rabbi David Cohen told me, Mishaito, that it's mutter, but that's no raya, because that's its own. He matters even Pesach. So the shayla is there a middle shita to say that even if you want to say, I'm not saying what Ramosha would have said, I'm saying to be matter, even if you hold that it's generally problematic and a tzicha and this, but is this a better case in those terms? So the tshuva that was written or quoted is Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. Who was Rav Yashiv's son-in-law. The wife passed away, he remarried. So Shechter pointed out his second wife is a doctor. So that's why he got into all these medical shaylos. So if you look here, take a look at the Mishnah Sabrama, page 14 at the bottom. He says, Chasem Malchus Chelik Magugolus in a syphilis, Eluber Kazasiko Lichios, unless what you said, but obviously is a very extraordinary. Because you have to realize that the woman is finding out about this. She still has another 5 months to go. So in her mind, you know, she's going to give birth another 5 months and know that most probably she'll have a baby in her hands for maybe 2 hours and then it's going to... It's a terrible situation. I can tell you. So Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, it's printed in Shir Lurofim, he quotes the Gemara Nida Chavdalet, Amar of Gidol, Amar of Yochanan, Amar Pella says, Eshugulosso Atuma. In other words, you have a Uber that's Gugulosso Atuma, Rashi says Chaseira, so Imo Tahora. In other words, there's no Tumas laid up because it's not a human. He pasak a Rambam, niver veshe shol atum o shahito gugloso atuma kol nevel meil eno vlad vein imo to meil leida. Hilchas Bikurim, Abba Achar Nefalim, Chayn Kol, Nefesh She'imu Tumei Leid Abba Achram, Kol Nefesh She'inimu Tumei Leid Abba Achram, Chor Chayv Liptos, right? Chayim Stam She'inim Chol Nefesh. So he wants to say that if it's not Matamei Meleida, it's Mestabe that it's not Bechol Nefesh. Ve'in Yisrael ha'rigosu m'yachav ve'inu m'sugo lichios ve'in chayav chayim. Zerk she'afil chosev ha'chel g'mel g'gol z'inu ki chosev kula. Kachol chosev chacham tzvi. Mestabe she'in Yisrael ha'rigosu u'ber kazeh, mishu she'inu v'lad, fe'hu k'reveila.
I'm still confused that it's so much making right from so much of the beyond.
On page 7, Amar Rav Yochanan Pelas says, Shugul Gloso Atuma Imo Tahora. And the Rambam brings this down in Hilchas Yisurei Bia. And that's the Chacham Tzvi quoted here is on page 11. Now there are those that disagree with Yitzchak Rubinstein. So there's a tshuva in the Horus Nosson from Rav Nosson Gishtepner on page 12 and 13, and he says what you were about to say, Rav Italiki. V'igar anocha the whole of ain imo to mei leida lohavi vlad v'meilam muto gam lahargo yesh lodom tshuva. There was. So a kosev a kesev mishnah came to kind of treif a chaya in veshto nokov to have a treif a any mot meal later. A kosev a shiur. The name of Rabbi Nodav Yehuda Dafal Gav the horig is a treif a potter because mokov vada dosu horgo bi adayim. Mokov dafdol o nikra vada in shei mot meal later because mokov so he wants to bring a raya that maybe you can't make this comparison because the tshuva me'ava or is a treif alfa b'sho ochel shosu v'holok b'shuk harayz a potter b'dini adam mash madrach b'dini adam potter avol b'dini shemayim chayev more is a navagav d'vesh to noko d'havi treifa eini mot me'aleda. Right, we call Malcolm also longer be a dime. So he wants to say from a treifa, don't you see that that treifa is chaya, and still he could. There's no retzicha b'day adam, but it's still chiyah b'day shemayim, and ain imo to me aleda. The word is that Avogav the Veshto Nokov Davi Trefa Eini Mutu Me'aleda Mikol Mokom Otsu L'Hargo B'Yadayim. So just because something, there's all those cases of Veshto Nokov, right, is still a Trefa, and yet what? Those are the cases of that are not Me'aleda, but this. But yet there still could be an Isser Hariga, which he wants to claim by Trefa. So maybe you see that just because something that's not Matame Leda doesn't mean that it's Mutter L'Hargam. So was he saying you see that from cases of Trefa that that are not matame belay, there be a distill, and maybe in this is the heart will be a dying.
One second.
What,
if you're going down this, why can't it be 10 years old and after birth?
One second. Ella, so the Horace Nelson writes on page 12 on Ozayim. He says, Ella Dakadi Eshloma de Begugoso Tuma Ozayim on page 12 on the left side, Ozayim on towards the bottom. Kadi Eshloma de Begugoso Tuma Muto Hargo Lachatkila de Mashma Sugya de Nida de Gugoso Tuma Havi Nevela. Maybe that's like an avela. That's already an avela. So maybe, you know, there's those cases that are trefa in the chnami, but
not all cases are in the same category.
Right. So, so then he writes, we call Mokom, Yeshli was a Mokom Safek, and on page 13, the Yitachin, the Dafkin, Kvar Nolad, the Derech Shehu Neveil, the Vinitza, Sheikh Yusuf Chiyus, Lachin Hadi Chimesa, Mash Shukai Enu Al Kipirchus Ba'alma, Vok Shaddai, the Me'imo, Chiyus of Love Hachi Enu Mitzad Atzmo, Mitzad Imo, and Kain, Yitachin Sheinu Begeru Neveil, Shrein Enu Uta Lomos, Viad, Hu Adayin, But it's when it's in the mother's womb, it's still growing, so it's not. It's hard to say it's in the veil at that point. And then he says, Yani Shloya Dafim on page, post test, page 13. Dafim Marofim Roim Derech Machshireim Shehavlad Gulgoto Atuma Mikol Mokum Osu Lahargo Deshema Osir Achisarim Nismale Avim Omer Mitoch Nisiyon Shem Godzel Lo Ira Ishi Smale Chisarim Yeah, Akati Itoch Shireke Miyuta De Miyuta Elhem Yolim Bezeh Foshas Hochim Koshim De Miyuta. Yeah. So he thinks that you can't also harog. Do not take it to Iga Hashash to come to the
Imo. I understand,
but now, I mean,
Luther maybe it will, right? So, but now it's not.
Right.
So
now it's not.
I mean, if you want to say that, Atuma is like an avail, right?
Right. Suffix.
So then he writes in the Sefer Torah Se Umar, page 17, he writes, אבל עדיין יש לא דן להתר להרב אומר הזה שחוסר לחלק מהמוח לבנם, זה שדינו הוא כדבי לו, right? אני נערף פה בחלוקס מלמטה למעלה, היינו שנחסר מחלקו התחתון של הגוף. אם זה אם הוא תמר תומס לידע, אבל מלמעלה למטה שנחתך מגולותו, אפילו כל דהוס תהורה, היינו מרגידו, המפלס הסגולותו התומה, אימו תהורה, בכל הטעם שאימו תהורה משום דהווה כדבי לו. So we did it. Even if we hear that after the start, we have the issue of the veil. He calls them rakma behema. But all the way here, we have the issue of the veil. Maybe that's only by a behema. It's the veil. So then he writes from Rav Morgenstern. From Rebel Yashir on page 18, hey, that's Rosh Hashanah, but don't see the Zekat Treif of Loka Devela. In even Shadina Ketreif of Rosh Hashanah, the Treif of Roy Hulu Brias the Shabbat came and Shayshul the Shabbat, Chiyashul Haram, Pshita Zarshur Lahargo. That's one thing he's more than from Rebel Yashir. And then he says, then he wants to say that tinokas are different. Kayom tinokas elohim divrei mitchilas biyosem kach vehema divrei mitchilas b'shleimus rabbi chisard shal mei shvir the lack of fluid nechsem nashak hazman kain efshar l'mdozos meim yishlo the aim tinokas ashech klal diyo the gemara the aim chasem mitchilas biyosem. He wants to say that ours is not, and theirs is. I don't know, it's hard to believe that ours is not called Nechsem Tchilas B'Yosem. I don't know.
The trouble is
the Nevela
that's not like
before in the Gemara. Well, he says it's a Gemara that's mashma that way, that it's a Nevela, but he's saying that's maybe just by a Mahema. But then he writes, the Nishma Savram, page 19, he says from Shlomo Zalman, he says, Shashu Rak Uber, in other words, if this, when he's just in the status of a fetus, and it's not Roy Labrius Neshama, again, Lacha Shadolan Enimu Kumei Leda, so it could be, you can kill him to avoid all this anguish. Ulam Lacha Shkarnolan, but then maybe you have to be more machmir. If you come from the stomach, what should cause him to chew the meyava? Then what? Then it's also. So that was the pressure he quotes here in the this encyclopedia for Rafua, Dr. Steinberg. He writes on page 21. He says, "And a syphilis, a machla, and a tennis, and a kol vada and b'shalav urim." Yeah. Yesh mishamati apal zuba gazel. A few of the shittas are so. And that he quotes from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. So as I said, according to my only question here was, is there this middle shita or not? So since Eliezer, you don't need you can be much, Pesach is not there. And Moshe is going to ask you even that. So the question is there this middle shita? So Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein claims there is this middle shita, and others want to say. Yeah. Right. Was.
Even the Lahavat Notam was not very deep. It's like Shemat has to give on this.
That what? That's.
Because even though he says he has any choices or not, but when it comes to this, he has to say a couple of other shows, oh, maybe it'll get healed,
You mean to say why?
Right.
And I seem to recall that's when Rav David also said something like that. Who says it's going to,
Right, but it's not. I mean, he doesn't hold it the same. It's a different svara he has. It's not like the svara of Novi Dutanessa. So maybe it'll.
How do you know that?
Right. So, take it on maybe people say you do know.
Okay, so I figured we could do this today also. Okay, if you want, I can give you. Well, the mice, I already made the extra packet. It was a supplement, which is big enough to be a packet, so that's why we have that extra.
I have to mention the case of the Rabbi
Lyle.
Yeah.
He had
and lost three kids to Pesach. And thereafter, he had triplets, none of whom had it.
Well, I remember when he was the Rav there. I stayed by his parents in the Upper East Side for Shabbos once. Yeah, that was the old B'nai Yeshurun before it became this big empire.
And he shared as well. Last week, I asked the lead name, or who should be whatever, my sister-in-law. She's not Mrs. Doctor, who are now, and they say, if this was your fifth child, but they said it insists on it, or something, they weren't sure, it did not look very good. And then the last week, I told her, she's my doctor, they say, have you been stood up?
Well, okay.
This is what they're learning.
Okay, welcome to him. Yeah, I mean, when you're going through it, and I can tell you stories, it's like heart-wrenching. When you're just studying about the theory, it's an interesting topic. But when it's a real-life situation, Okay, Hashem should be Rofei Kol Amo Yisrael.
Amen.